Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, Wayne Sutton here. Another episode of Driving with Wayne and How to Sell Your Coaching.com. Let me try saying that again. That's the beautiful part of doing podcasting live or having unedited. You can make a mistake and keep on going. I want to talk to you about that today. I want to talk about making mistakes. What mistakes have you made in your business? What mistakes? Now, I didn't mean to say .com or whatever I just said. It was a mistake. But how many mistakes do we make? Maybe it's something that small. Maybe it's something really big. I was doing a contract recently, and I made a mistake. I made a simple mistake on the contract, and it cost me. Oh, it was a simple mistake. It cost me $200. Not the end of the world, right? $200. I made that mistake only once, though. Are you with me? I know what I did. I don't want to do it again. I don't want to pay the $200 if I don't have to pay it. Are you with me? Come on. But what I did from that mistake was use it as a teaching lesson. So I was helping someone else with their contract, helping another consultant that were filling out a contract. And I said, listen, you need to bring absolute clarity in this or it can actually cost you money. And I gave my example. So I used it as a teaching lesson to bring clarity, to change some paperwork. And this is real important, sometimes you want to have another person, another set of eyes that look upon your paperwork, another set of eyes that look over your material. Are you with me? So, give you another example. I recently signed up for a program. I'd say recently, a year ago. I signed up for a coaching program. It was out of the state. And so they said, hey, pay it up front. Pay it over payment plans. Doesn't matter. Same difference. So, hey, for cash flow purposes, I just decided to do it over 5 payments. However, they had made a mistake on their cart, on their end. So part of the payment did not come through. Now, it was not a big payment. I think it was $240. But their mistake cost them, it could have cost them $240. What they had to do, they didn't catch it until the end. At the end, when the software said, hey, you've collected all the installments, I'd actually paid, you know, less than I'd paid $960 instead of $1,200, whatever it was. So they, hey, Wayne, we made a mistake here. We just called it. Cool. I went ahead and sent PayPal over for the last installment. But what if they hadn't called it? What if they hadn't called it? My accountant was going to look at how many installments I paid. But what if they hadn't called it? And what if they'd done that with 10 people? Now $240 is $2,400. All I'm saying is, as coaches, we're focused on changing people's lives. We're focused on changing people, transforming. Yes, there's the business aspect to it, which is why we're here. But if you're going to ask for money and you're going to sell your coaching, then you have to also make sure that you have processes set in place that you receive all the money that's due you. Number one, simplified contracts, but contracts. Number two, a payment processing system that's going to work. And also, keep an eye out. A positive expectations, but an eye out for the negative. So at one point with PayPal, you could set up, I had a subscription set up where people paid me every month. Now, it was a small monthly fee, but if they failed to pay me that month, there was a little button. I didn't know it. PayPal would just stop the subscription. They didn't make it. This subscription is ended. And I had to go back in there and manually change it so I could change it if it failed 3 times in a row. They tried 3 times to take the money and it wasn't there to cancel it. Or I could change it to, you know, never cancel. Always continue to go in there and try to take the money. So you can set it up based on your client. But how many people would have missed that? Now, I'll give you another example. One of those payments was $99. But this is $99 a month that this person has paid me probably for the last 6, maybe 7 years. Do the math on that. But about 2 years into it, that little button wasn't checked and it canceled. Now, luckily, I caught it and I was able to go in there. The point is, sometimes if you're going to truly be a coach, have somebody else that looks over, and maybe just a second set of eyes to look over your finances to make sure the money's coming in properly. Have a second set of eyes to look at your ad copy, your marketing. Have someone that's in business, but maybe not your business. Does that make sense? They're in business, but maybe not your business. So they can see it from an outside perspective. And as always, if you want me to check out your website, check out your marketing, listen to some of your sales calls, go through and help you become a better coach, help you sell more coaching, then as always, you can get in touch with me. Go to callwithwayne.com, callwithwayne.com. And when you do, you put in your name, email address, and find out a good time. Get on my calendar. Let's find a time that we can sit there and communicate. Let's see if there's something I can help you with. If so, great. Maybe you'll be my next client. If not, that's okay too. Because I know that if we give enough value, you'll see it and we'll be able to help you. Now, callwithwayne.com. Jump over to the website, howtosellyourcoaching.com. This is a beautiful Saturday. A little cloudy, but we're going to call it beautiful. And I am about 1 minute from my house. So I'm going to get off here and go spend time with my family. Again, the odds, if you need me for anything, anything at all, please get in touch with me. And remember, go out there, change lives, and get paid for doing it.
Thanks again for listening. And be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.